finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you live on this 31st day of October 2005, right here from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that, of course, is Central Time. And had an interesting start to the day today. By the way, if anybody misses the Peter Principle Show, Peter Shank. They can go to over to, let me see, it's HalTurnerShow.com. Our ex-broadcasting host here has found a new network. And anybody knows anything about Hal Turner, and I'm talking to you, Scott, over at Wing TV, you'd better do your homework. he has found his home. So, again, anybody that's missing Peter Shank, they can go online to HalTurnerShow.com. And, well, enough said. I mentioned this last week. Patriot Act bill would expand death penalty. I'll get into that. Rethinking failed policies. Representative Ron Paul, our congressman up there in the District of Criminals. Too bad he doesn't have more power because the guy makes a lot of sense. Ultra-violent atrocities saturate pop culture. And this is a double-edged sword, and I'll do the article here. It's actually put out by Knight Ridder Services, and there's some very distinct warnings in this thing, so we'll go through that one. Bush readies military for domestic flu fight out of the Idaho Observer. We'll also do that. We will open up the phones today. I think we've got guests scheduled for the rest of the week, and on tomorrow's program, we had to bump this guy. He will be on with us. Let me see. and I lost his paperwork in my mess here. Folks, we're putting this network back together after our little mini Katrina backup here at the network. So it's been kind of helter-skelter. But at any rate, we will apprise you of who our guest is tomorrow. Danny, I know you listen to the show. Please tell me who I have on tomorrow. I'll have that for you in a minute. At any rate, we'll continue this. By the way, it's Halloween, folks. We all know that. All Hallows Eve, the Satanist High holiday. Bill Sardi, thank you very much. Bill Sardi will be on with us tomorrow. The High Satanist Day, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Central Texas, but the public fool system got Halloween off. It's now a holiday. So the High Satanist Holy Day, well, the school children now get off. Isn't that nice? I hope they're, well, the good thing is it turned really cold down here in Central Texas this afternoon. So the little ones out there are going to freeze their little tushes off tonight. They'll probably be sick for the rest of the week. We'll just call it a Halloween hallowed week. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Washington Post put out this story. I do believe this was last Wednesday or Thursday. And they're putting some real information in here. Surprises of all surprises. I guess this is even starting to scare mainstream media. Patriot Act bill would expand death penalty. The House bill that would reauthorize the USA Patriot Act anti-terrorism law includes several little notice provisions that would dramatically transform the federal death penalty system, allowing smaller juries to decide on executions and giving prosecutors the ability to try again if the jury deadlocks on sentencing. The bill also triples the number of terrorism-related crimes eligible for the death penalty, adding, among other things, the material support law that has been the core of the government's legal strategy against terrorism. And remember, folks, if you smoke marijuana, you're aiding and abetting terrorism. Yep. That's what they said. The death penalty provisions, which were added to the House bill during the voice vote in July, are emerging as one of the major points of contention between House and Senate negotiators as they begin work on the compromise bill to renew expiring portions of the Patriot Act. If approved, the provisions could have a significant effect on future Justice Department terrorism procedures, or prosecutions, rather. The Senate version of the bill does not include the death penalty expansions. Senate Democrats argue that the proposals are extraneous to the Patriot Act and should not be approved without fuller debate. Death penalty opponents and defense attorneys also contend that the measures would increase the risk that innocent people could be executed by removing some of the safeguards now in place. You know, isn't this, you know, this is such an important subject such as this. It's kind of like glosses over in its importance, but there it is. The Justice Department, it says, has endorsed the provisions, and a spokesperson for the House Judiciary Committee, Chairman F. James Sensenbrenner, Jr., Republican out of Wisconsin, said Tuesday that the proposals were viewed as relatively uncontroversial because they were approved overwhelmingly on the House floor. I think the Congress back in 1913 turned our money system over to a private entity, thus giving total control of America to the bankers. But, of course, I'm sure they approved that overwhelmingly also. No, actually, it was only three people that did, but Congress didn't step in to stop it is the point. The Republican staffer on the Senate Judiciary Committee said the death penalty issue was one of several concerns about the House bill, which also includes fewer restrictions on surveillance and search powers than the Senate version. Under the proposals, 41 new crimes would be added to the 20 terrorism-related offenses now eligible for the federal death penalty. Prosecutors would also find it easier to impose a death sentence in cases in which the defendant did not have the intent to kill. So let me get this right. If you kill somebody and you didn't intend to kill them, which is at the basis of any conviction on a murder case, otherwise it's called what? It's not called murder. It's called many other different things of lesser or varying degrees. But according to this bill, no problem. You don't, even if you didn't intend to kill somebody and you accidentally did, well, you would, prosecutor probably pushing for the death penalty anyhow. So the Patriot Act is alive and well and still expanding. Now, how many news stories did you see on this on CNN, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, or any other of the controlled groups? Not very many. I would guarantee you that. Media admits it's the enemy. Jim Tucker did the story in AFP. The mainstream media was forced to take a good hard look at itself for a full day and found itself guilty of peddling government propaganda, slanting stories to reflect the views of corporate owners, sloppy reporting, and other sins. Nothing was published on this event in any major U.S. daily or on any of the nightly network news broadcast. Well, why would they? To admit that they were wrong? Of course that's not going to happen. The day-long self-examination at the National Press Club in Washington on October 17th was mandated by the late Grant Howell, editor of the Daily Tribune in Royal Oak, Michigan. Kind of in my own old stomping grounds. He left big bucks to the Michigan State University School of Journalism on condition it conduct an annual examination of the use of propaganda and unverifiable facts in print and broadcast media. The first panel addressed stealth stories, how hidden agendas seep into media coverage. Panelists raised these questions: can the White House correspondent opining on the Meet the Press be objective in his coverage? When Armstrong Williams, secretly paid by the administration, by the way, was pitching to make sure no child was left behind, did a score of TV stations leave their ethics behind by broadcasting his cable show? Another panel tried to define journalist. The dictionary defines of a journalist is one who writes and excludes broadcasters. Yet many radio and TV newsmen call themselves journalists. This is a great cultural divide between journalists and broadcasters. Journalists are usually removed from the happenings of the corporate owner. However, in broadcasting, the news announcer also does commercials for corporations, including those that own his network. When the biggest story focuses on the corporate practices of the parent corporation, how does he cover it? In a luncheon address, Sam Donaldson of ABC News suggested that reporters slant stories based on their affinity for the subject. If somebody you like gets $100 a ticket for jaywalking, it's reported as a gross miscarriage of justice, he suggested. But if the ticket is given to someone you dislike, he deserves it. Major newspapers, including the Washington Post and the New York Times, were lambasted for parroting the government line that the invasion of Iraq was justified on the grounds of weapons of mass destruction, even when their own staff reporters were questioning the veracity of the White House information. Also much discussed was Judith Miller, Miller was the Times reporter who went to jail rather than disclose which source outed Valerie Plame, the CIA agent wife of the Bush critic. Miller was coveted journalism award for going to jail, but how reliable could she be considering the Times pulled her off the Iraq beat because of her mistakes and her cozy relationships with the White House? Now, the Times was also kicked around for allowing a reporter to write fiction as facts for months before he was exposed and fired. He was under less scrutiny. Times reporters themselves have acknowledged, but because he was a black man, and the paper wanted to fill its diversity quota. Yeah, forget truth anymore, folks. It's, you know, just everybody gets to opine, you know, on their individual slant and basis. Forget truth and whatever it is, it's just there. Now, old-timers also recalled the time years ago when the Washington Post had to return a Pulitzer Prize when it was learned that the winning story was fiction. The Post was also victimized by the cultural diversity fad. The fiction writing reporter was a black woman, by the way. Newspapers should strive more to write honest, provocative, candid articles. Several newsmen agreed. One graphic example was cited by older newspapermen who remain angry. Senator Barry Goldwater calls for using nuclear bombs in Vietnam. Associated Press reported in August of 1964, Goldwater, then the Republican nominee, challenging President Lyndon Baines Johnson, had addressed a luncheon meeting in California. At the question and answer session, someone asked for all the options that the Pentagon had offered on Vietnam. Goldwater mentioned several, then in a bemused way noted that one suggestion was to use nuclear weapons to defoliate a line separating North and South to make it easier to nail communist infiltrators. Again, the catch-up facts were buried deep in AP's election story the next day. It either appeared inside the newspapers or was chopped for space reason. And again, one reporter said, as others nodded in agreement, somebody somewhere is saying that Goldwater wanted to nuke North Vietnam. Yes, it's just all fair and balanced, folks. I mean, anybody watching the mainstream media, you would have to know that there's an agenda. You would have to realize that, because alternative news outlets, internet, has really filled people's heads with the other side of the story, and calls criticism to the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, corporate media. I mean, it's just fantastic just watching this whole show, and it's fascinating when this stuff starts to go down, how they're doing the cover your own butt routine, the CYOB, you know. They're not even addressing the fact that many people are not watching their news services anymore. They're all promoting themselves. CNN, the most trusted name in news. Well, who said that? Well, somebody in the back room that penned this up and said, here's your new moniker. Or how about Fox News? Re-report, you decide. No, they actually report what they decide they're going to, put their spin on it, and then let you opine about it. And then people's opinion on the streets the next day is almost verbatim what they heard on Fox News the night before. I mean, it's insane. One guy, and I will not mention his name, was on a weekend interview show on this network, and I'm listening to this guy, and I'm going, okay, Called him up after the program, or actually he called me, and come to find out, I said, do you listen to any radio? Well, yeah, I do. I said, what do you listen to? Well, I listen to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. And I started laughing. He says, what's the matter? I said, you've been neocon again, man. Where are your opinions coming from? Well, I happen to think Rush Limbaugh is a very entertaining talk show host. And I said, you don't sense a certain amount of bias? I said, ask yourself the question, why does Rush Limbaugh never interview anybody? You know, why is it 3 hours of Rush Limbaugh every day with his opinion and his entertaining style? I mean, even survived OxyContin, you know, I mean, come on, which would turn most people's brains into mush. He found it entertaining. Well, when he told me he listened to Sean Hannity, I'm going, do you happen to know what neocons and Project for a New American Century is? He admitted that he didn't. And I said, well, you better start listening to the network that you were just on, because you're going down the wrong track. I have no doubt that he was a good man. He was just being not shown all the facts. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom. All right, we're back, folks. I'm going to get into the rethinking failed policies, but I have one caller. I didn't open up the lines yet, but Jerry in Connecticut, I'll take your call and then we'll move on. Hello, Jerry. Jerry, are you there?
How you doing?
Hi.
Good. I have to ask you about Peter Schenck. Are you willing to discuss that topic?
Not necessarily.
No?
No.
Why not?
Why should I?
I don't know. I never listened to the guy because I listened to Steve Quayle at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Uh-huh.
I listened to Don Betcher at Liberty 8 o'clock. But I have to wonder why.
Let me ask you a question, Jerry. Why would you be asking me about a talk show host that you never listened to?
Because I want to know why you cut him.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what you can do. If you want their side of the story, as I said, Peter Schenck, Peter Principle, will be on Hal Turner. Show.com.
Yeah, yeah, I know okay. You said that, John.
But give me your opinion. It's not up for discussion. Number one, because Peter Schenck is
not up for discussion. Why,
Jerry? And listening to me?
Yeah, I'm
listen.
Listening.
Shut up and listen, Jerry.
Uh-huh.
Jerry, listen. I'm talking. Okay, go over to Wing TV and read their article and get their side of the story. Okay, I'm not discussing it on the air.
Why?
Why should I?
I don't know. He used to be on your network.
Well, yeah, but you're not giving me a reason why I should.
Fire somebody. Why wouldn't you discuss it?
So, but why are you asking the question? What interest do you have in this, Jerry?
Because you're knocking him off, and I have no idea why. But the fact is, there's been other hosts like Chris Gerner who had issues with you. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. I think Chris Gerner's still on this network. So why are you mentioning him?
Yeah. He is still on that network. Yeah. They had issues with you.
Well, so what? Many people in their lives have had issues with me.
Yeah.
For one thing or another.
Peter Schenck is not on there anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
So call up Peter Schenck show tonight and go talk to Peter. I even told you where to go find a guy. Now maybe you'll get acquainted with his program.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know who Hal Turner is.
Well, I don't want to go into the whole mess because, quite frankly, it's quite sorted. And I've got better things to do.
Why don't you explain it to your listeners? Then?
Why should I, Jerry?
Because he used to be
I don't care. I used to shit myself in my diapers. I don't do that anymore, now do I? Thank you for your call, Jerry.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Get me angry enough. My apologies, folks. And to WWRB. Rethinking failed policies. Oh, boy, just sometimes it never quits. Rethinking failed policies. Ron Paul wrote this on October 28th. We have been warned. Prepare for a broader war in the Middle East as plans are being laid for the next U.S.-led regime change in Syria. A U.N. report on the death of Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri elicited this comment from senior U.S. policymaker. Out of tragedy comes an extraordinary strategic opportunity. This statement reflects the continued neoconservative Machiavellian influence on our foreign policy. The opportunity refers to the long-held neoconservatives' plan for regime change in Syria, similar to what was carried out in Iraq. This plan for remaking the Middle East has been around for a long time, just as 9/11 served the interests of those who longed for changes in Iraq. The sensationalism surrounding Harry's death is being used to advance plans to remove Assad. Now, Congress already has assisted these plans by authorizing the sanctions placed on Syria last year. Harmful sanctions, as applied to Iraq in the 1990s, inevitably represent a major step toward war since they bring havoc to so many innocent people. Syria has already been charged with developing weapons of mass destruction based on no more evidence than was available when Iraq was similarly charged. Syria has been condemned for not securing its borders by the same U.S. leaders who cannot secure our own borders. Now keep in mind, this is being said by a United States congressman, folks. Syria was castigated for placing its troops in Lebanon, a neighboring country, although such action was invited by an elected government and encouraged by the United States. The Syrian occupation of Lebanon elicited no suicide terrorist attacks, as was suffered by Western occupiers. Condemning Syria for having troops in Lebanon seems strange, considering most of the world sees our 150,000 troops in Iraq as an unwarranted foreign occupation. Syrian troops were far more welcome in Lebanon. Secretary Rice likewise sees the problems in Syria that we helped to create as an opportunity to advance our Middle Eastern agenda. In recent testimony, she stated that it is always the administration's intent to redesign the greater Middle East, and Iraq was only one part of that plan. And once again, we've been told that all options are still on the table for dealing with Syria, including war. Now, the statement that should scare all Americans and the world is the assurance by Secretary Rice that the president needs no additional authority from Congress to attack Syria. Now, let me stop right here, because what they have done, what our venerable Congress and our District of Criminals, Washington, what did they say? Well, we're going to give preemptive power to the president to declare war, strike any country at will in the name of terrorism. Doesn't have to consult Congress, doesn't have to do, of course, they'll pay for it. They'll come up with the appropriations for it, but the United States Congress is no longer on the hook, ladies and gentlemen, for the PNAC project that this president is pushing. I'll continue with Mr. Ron Paul's words right after this.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
As Ron Paul said, and I'll repeat this last paragraph, and let this sink in here for a second, because this is Condi Rice, okay? Some people suggesting that, well, the maybe soon to be outed Mr. Halliburton, she might make a good vice president. Secretary Rice likewise sees the problem in Syria that we helped to create as an opportunity to advance our Middle Eastern agenda. In recent testimony, she stated that it is always the administration's intent to redesign the greater Middle East. And Iraq was only one part of that plan. These are her words. And once again, we have been told that all options are still on the table for dealing with Syria, including war. Now, the statement that should scare all Americans and the world is the assurance by Secretary Rice that the president needs no additional authority from Congress to attack Syria. That is true, because Congress abrogated their responsibility. She argues that authority already has been granted by the resolutions on 9/11 and Iraq. Ron says this is not true, but if Congress remains passive to the powers assumed by the executive branch, it won't matter. Well, that's exactly what they did. They passed the power over to the executive branch. So I don't see how that's not true. Now, as the war spreads, the only role for Congress will be to provide funding, lest they be criticized for not supporting the troops. In the meantime, the Constitution and our liberties here at home will be further eroded as more Americans die. Now, this escalation of conflict with Syria comes as a result of the UN report concerning the Harry's death. Why do we have music going on here? There we go. When we need an excuse for our actions, it's always nice to rely on the organization that our administration routinely condemns, one that brought us the multi-billion dollar oil for food scandal and sexual crimes by UN representatives. You know, folks, check into the history of the United Nations. This is being implemented. This is being used. The United States is in lockstep with the United Nations. They're already talking about additional sanctions in Syria, and Syria will go the way Iran did. Now, again, let me remind people that this is, that's right, Israel's roadmap to peace. They see their roadmap as destroying all the Muslim nations and redefining who they are to whip them in lockstep. And I find it kind of odd here. Let me see. If the game that's being played right now is to rid the Middle East of weapons of mass destruction, then why isn't Israel getting rid of their weapons? Why does Israel need 400 nuclear weapons? Well, we're over there with little tiny shovels in our little buckets like kids on a beach digging under sand dunes looking for weapons of mass destruction. Look to Israel. You want to find a bunch of them? Check our friends there. We've given over $1 trillion to since, what, 1973? Uh-huh. Well, Ron says that it's easy to ignore the facts that the report did not implicate Assad, who is targeted for the next regime change. And you know, we're into nation building and regime changing, folks, so we can set up democracy. Okay. The UN once limited itself to disputes between nations, yet now it's assumed the UN, like the United States, has a legal and moral right to inject itself into the internal policies of sovereign nations. Yet, what is the source of this presumed wisdom? Where is the moral imperative that allows us to become the judge jury of the domestic murder in a country 6,000 miles from our shores? Moral, constitutional, and legal arguments for a less aggressive foreign policy receive little attention in Washington, but the law of the unintended consequences serves as a thorough teacher for the slow learners and the morally impaired. Is Iraq not yet enough of the headache for the braggarts of the shock and awe policy? Are 2,000 lives lost not enough to get their attention? How many hundreds of billions of dollars must be drained from our economy before it's noticed? Is it still plausible that deficits don't matter? Is it the apparent victory for Iran and the Shiite theocracy we've created in Iraq not yet seen as a disturbing consequence of the ill-fated Iraq regime change effort? When we have our way with the next election in Lebanon and Hezbollah wins, what do we do? If our effort to destabilize Syria is no more successful than our efforts in Iraq, then what? If destabilizing Syria leads to the same in Iran, what are our options? If we can't leave now, we're surely not leave then. We're told we must stay to honor the fallen to prove the cause which was just. Now, how insane is that? Okay, you're accused of murder, but you did it, you say, in self-defense. Well, that's like saying, well, I'm going to go out and kill a bunch of other people because I needed to justify my first action. Doesn't sound very plausible to me. He sums up by saying this. He said, we should remember Ronald Reagan's admonition of regarding this area of the world. Ronald Reagan reflected on Lebanon in his memoirs, describing the Middle East as a jungle and Middle East politics as irrational. It forced him to rethink his policy in the region. It's time we do some rethinking as well. Well, nothing's going to change, folks. This little Nero Nittler we have in the White House right now, and I am not, and folks, I am not a political creature, let's say. Politics is what happens when nobody pays attention to the Constitution. You know, where we're openly embracing and talking about liberalism. You know, I mentioned one show, Sean Hannity. Well, the seated next to him is a self-professed liberal, Alan Combs. Well, when did it become important in news to have a manufactured bait and rebate here? It's like, what's the point? You know, I heard Charles Schumer this morning talking about Bush's new nominee for the White House. And apparently, this is not a Harriet Myers. The guy was a, I don't have all the information in front of his working from memory here. I guess he was a circuit federal judge for some time. And Charles Schumer was saying, well, this could cause a rift in America. Now, I'm just saying on the surface here, if this nominee is a strict constitutionalist, is not going to get up there from the Supreme Court bench and social reengineer, then what is Charles Schumer talking about that is going to cause division? The division that has happened in this country, ladies and gentlemen, is socialism. Some people with some communistic ideas, a government that thinks fascism is kind of cool. So who is Mr. Schumer talking about upsetting this apple cart? What he's talking about is the same people of his mindset and this disease that has creeped into America. Does anybody out there think that communism is a cool deal? Anybody that's collecting food stamps or something from the government right now are probably pretty much lazy. It's designed to create a permanent underclass, the redistributing of wealth. That's what that is. That is socialism, but nobody dares call it that. But you'll have people screaming at the top of the lungs, you're going to take away my entitlements? I got news for you, Chief. You ain't got no entitlements. Read your Constitution. You know, the New Deal that was set up in this country by Franklin Delano really was a card-carrying communist. Sorry to shatter some of your people's view of history out there. And LBJ, the second enabler here of the socialist giveaway, oh, he did it in spades, man. I mean, this guy took FDR's idea and literally poured billions and billions and billions down this rat hole that are now considered by many Americans as being their divine right to collect money from somebody else. So, Charlie Schumer, what people are you talking about here? Are we talking about the people that have come with your infestation, your diseased little idea of what America should be reformed to? I find it ironic to watch these guys when they get their opportunity to be on national television and espouse their viewpoints and their opinions. Search where those opinions and those viewpoints came from. Search who these people are that are getting the airtime and swathed in the robe of legitimacy. Well, here in America, we'll sit there and listen to a neocon debate a communist. That's wonderful. It's great in engaging television. We'll open up the lines, 800-313-9443. Anything that you would like to comment? And I'm not talking about Peter Schenck, so don't even bother. Don't even go there. As a network CEO, I reserve the right to try to pick and choose the radio talk show host that would most reflect the truth movement. And let me just say this. That is not divisive in nature. So whoever out there that says that, well, you know, we're just the same as the other networks and, you know, we're just into censorship and all that other stuff. Look, I'm going to tell you something. In the fairness of everybody has a voice, I would not put a representative from NAMBLA on this program, him talking about men trying to make love with little boys. Nor would I put a lesbian at the head of some group on this network or on this show, espousing the wonderful benefits and beauty of lesbianism. I just wouldn't do it. Nor will I have anybody on this network that is going to, stir up the racial card that is constantly being played. And as far as some have suggested out there that, well, I'm just feeding because you're scared of the anti-terror bills. And, oh, that's right. What did we just see transpire here? Magic Bullet Theory Specter and his cronies, and specifically now, to the point, Mr. Kennedy, he's the front man, Senator Ted Kennedy. For the anti-hate crime bill that he tried to attach. Now he's back at it again. Where does this stop? Where does sanity end and insanity begin? And for those of you misguided people out there that think that somehow that this network censors its talk show host, look, I went through the one talk show host on this network that allowed a guest to call blacks, what was the exact term, Mr. Producer? blue oyster lipped. What was it exactly? Oyster lip baboons in reference to blacks. Now, that guy almost lost his show. He has since seen the light. And you'll never hear another utterance out of any guest or anybody calling into a show. Because I reminded him of this fact. If a talk show host allows that, that sends a clear signal to the audience of what that talk show host will allow to go on. Look, you got the First Amendment out there, folks. You can pull up a soapbox, go out on a street corner, and exercise your First Amendment. We're prohibited by law. And they're trying to do it to the radio industry, but in a stealth sort of way. And I'll be hung upside down in a bucket of elephant dung if I'm going to aid and assist those people in doing exactly that. And another suggestion was made that I fear the Zionist. I don't fear these people. I talk about them all the time. I prefer to strike at the root rather than hack at branches. By the way, it's what did you mean by this editorial control, not censorship? Are we playing semantics here? Because some people would view that as being censorship. You know, okay. At any rate, 800-313-9443, if you would like to opine yourself. Ultraviolet atrocities saturate pop culture. You know, it's interesting, folks. Over the weekend, there was a movie, Saw 2, that hit the theaters, raked in a respectable $30 million over the weekend. The movie itself, though, is something I would probably classify this as being delirium out of something like Edgar Allan Poe would do. Okay, and I'm saying that Edgar Allan Poe was a pretty macabre sort of a character, but I'm saying in his more delirious state, maybe a script like Saw 2 would come out. I mean, it's a horrible movie, folks. I mean, absolutely horrible. Now, this deals David Hiltbrand from Knight Ridder News Service. He says that the ultraviolent atrocities saturate pop culture. Films and TV pump out the gore because they can, and it sells. You know, it's like the old argument, sex sells. Have you watched your television lately? Have you seen what's being passed as PG-13 ratings for movies and theaters now? Have you seen this continual slide off of the scale? And they're feeding this, and the public is starting to eat it up. And then they turn around and say, well, it's justified because the public wants it. Greetings from the slaughterhouse that is pop culture. Our most popular forms of entertainment, TV, films, and books, have followed video games in a ferocious new realm of ultraviolence marked by increasingly graphic depictions of brutality. Just check Abu Ghraib. Consider, this gentleman says, in an episode of Fox TV new network Killer Instinct, I guess that's a new show, a home surgery victim wakes up on his patio to find his liver cooking on his gas grill. I don't know if that's possible. Can you live without a liver? But, hey, this is TV. In Domino, now in movie theaters, bounty hunters shoot off a man's arm and then carry the severed limb around with them. Little war trophy, I guess. In last year's sadistic film Saw, now this was, I just spoke about the sequel. Whose sequel, it says here, Saw 2, opened Friday, a man cuts off his own foot with a dull hacksaw. In Stephen J. Cannell's new novel, Cold Hit, someone shoots homeless men in the head, cuts off their fingers, and carves runic symbols in their chest. Now, you might think you've already gotten a belly full of Hollywood violence from Psycho to Pulp Fiction, but many pop culture experts agree that the lavish intensity of today's carnage makes previous eras look dainty. In the past few years, there has been a steady increase in the amplitude, said Stephen Prince, a professor of communication studies at Virginia Tech and president of the International Society for Cinema and Media Studies, Characters were beheaded in D.W. Griffith's Intolerance in 1916, but it was shown quickly and in long shot. In other words, it wasn't so graphic. Today you might see it in slow motion, with close-ups from multiple camera setups. It'll have an aggressive sound component to make it texturized and sensual. You'll hear the arterial blood splatter. The whole treatment is much more detailed and loving. Novels are going down the same visceral path. I've noticed an increase in gratuitous violence, a desensitizing of violence. Online Cogdeal, the longtime mysteries columnist for the South Florida Sun Sentinel, wrote in an email, "Some writers feel because films and television have gone so far that they need to do that to attract an audience." Do you remember Psycho? Mr. Hitchcock's thing? The lady in the shower? Didn't show her getting stabbed, did it? It showed the blood running down the drain. And it kept you enraptured in the movie. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Tune in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
By the way, before I continue with this, I know we just went through a time change, and I've already gotten a few calls here about the 11 9:15 frequency. The second hour of the National Intel Report, hopefully tomorrow, will be on 5.050. I completely forgot about the time change. I'll be honest. It just went right over my head. until this weekend, and everybody was running around Sunday going, wait a minute, it's later than this. No, we had our fall back here, spring forward, fall back. But at any rate, for you shortwave listeners out there, that problem should be corrected tomorrow, I hope. So we'll keep you posted on that one. We should be able to do it, no problem. At any rate, talking about the ultraviolet atrocities, and folks, let me just say this. If you've not noticed here what has been on television, you may have turned the boob tube off. You may have just thrown the TV out the back, you know, out on the back porch, or sold it or gave it away or whatever. But if you've not been watching television, the reality shows, and all the shows that are on right now, I mean, you can't go 30 seconds without some kind of sexual innuendo or something that is supposed to be giddy ha-ha funny. Well, a lot of people don't think that it's funny. You know, are you ever going to see another episode of the likes of Little House on the Prairie or The Waltons? I doubt it. TV producers would probably be stoned at the networks for even suggesting it. Now, he says that Margaret Cannon, a critic of the for the Toronto Globe and Mail, concurred by email. She said, in the old days of thriller mystery, murder was the ultimate crime, but it was usually just murder. Now we have sexual crimes, torture, really nasty stuff along with murder. Well, the question is violence instead of sex. The ratcheting up of violence is the most evident in this season's network TV series. With competition from cable, I think networks have to go further in the graphic representations of violence, said Cynthia Ferlando, a film studies lecturer at the University of California, Santa Barbara. I've had squeamish reactions watching CSI. Television's top-rated shows have certainly had its stomach-turning moments, such as last season's Buried Alive finale, directed by Quentin Tarantino, or the recent episode in which human remains were found grossly decomposed in a steamy car trunk. But CBS's Vegas crime scene geeks have plenty of company. In the debut of the network's new drama, Criminal Minds, for instance, a woman, bound and gagged, frantically struggles as her rapist serial killer captor jabs at her bloody fingertips with pincers. Now, why are TV producers suddenly so enamored of hardcore gore? They might be subliminating their frustrated sex drive, the author suggests. In the post-Janet Jackson media environment, the networks and TV producers and writers are wary of pushing the content envelope as aggressively as they have with regard to sexual content, said Melissa Caldwell, director of research for the Parents Television Council, a watchdog group. As the law stands now, the Federal Communications Commission has no authority over violent content. Well, my question is why should the Federal Communications have the authority to begin with? Why aren't people out there that this stuff is being pumped into their homes, why are they not doing it and saying what they don't want to see on television rather than leaving it up to the government? It's a little fascinating. We'll take the break. Hour two coming at you. It's amazing. No phone calls today. 800-313-9443. I wonder why. Do they think they're going to walk into a middle of a rant? I don't think so. We promise to be nice. Second hour, National Intel Report, coming up.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RVNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.